Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line now with us, Mark Menard with our Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Yesterday, you know, you get the win. Man, the Celtics look, lackluster as could be yesterday. But the game was basically almost overshadowed by certainly the helicopter crash that killed nine people, including Kobe Bryant on that. And, you know, after the game, we heard Jrue Holiday, who grew up in Los Angeles, talk about, you know, growing up there, there's a guy that, you know, you idolize, but he's from your area, and that's where he was playing. And but it was a W for the Pelicans yesterday, and they needed it. And it was a back-and-forth game for a while. But, man, the Celtics played absolutely lousy yesterday.
Well, and Mark, along those lines, it wasn't that long ago the Pelicans got blasted by 35 points in Boston earlier this month. So it just goes to show you.
It's not who you play, but when you play them.
Yeah, they kind of caught the Celtics at the right time, but you know what? A win is a win. They don't go back and say, you know, so and so didn't play in that one, so it doesn't count. It's a win, and it was a comfortable win. They won by 15 points. Yep. So this is a game that they had to get. You know, I think that they should have won the game against Denver, and for whatever reason that didn't come about. You know, there were a number of things that went wrong in that game, but
they didn't play well that night.
They did not play that well that night, and you know, the first two games they played with Zion, their shooting was atrocious, and so they finally kind of got that back on track. And you knew they would. Shooting kind of comes and goes during the course of an NBA season, and you might go through a one or a two game slump sometimes, and I think that's all that was, but. They got it back on track last night, 15-point win, and the first win under the belt for Zion Williamson as an NBA player.
Well, and, you know, Mark, when I look at it, that all of a sudden they hit 10 threes, like you were saying, and grabbed 10 offensive rebounds across the first two quarters, getting off to a fast start, how significant that was. And then you look at, I think, with Williamson, with Zion in the lineup, look at Lonzo Ball. Had a game-high 15 assists to go along with 8 points and 6 rebounds. And then now you look at Jrue Holiday, like you said, hot and cold yeah. and hot. All of a sudden he shook off 5 of 17 shooting performance on Friday night. Then he has 25 points, and he made 10 of 20 shots, and he hit 4 threes. So we just need to have more consistent games like this and not be hot and cold, because more like, I guess, warm and not cold, warm and cool. I don't know if that's the right description.
Well,
you're going to see a lot more warm and cool.
Yeah,
because you can see this team.
But you
they're still
be,
trying to find some sort of balance on how to
right,
handle things.
They can avoid being one extreme to the other.
Yes,
I think
I agree.
That'll be the difference.
You have a team full of guys who are stars but not superstars. And when you have that, everybody needs to play like a star for you to get wins. You might be able to weather, you know, one or two guys max being a little bit off and everybody else picking up the slack. But when everybody's off, then that's what you get, is you get two losses in a row. But here's a stat that I really like, guys. You know, we've seen Zion Williamson start to integrate himself into this lineup, and it's going to be a learning process because the rest of this team has been playing together for 3 months without him, and now they've got to work their way into playing with him and get that chemistry down. And we're starting to see it a little bit. You know, it helps that he's a willing passer and a very good passer, and he has – a court vision that you don't see a lot in 19-year-old kids. And he sees those windows, even if they're tight, and he can zip that ball in there. That's the part of his game that I think reminds me a lot of LeBron James, and it's his basketball IQ and his court vision in terms of his passing. But the thing that I like the most of what we've seen from Zion Williamson, here we go, guys. He's played 66 and a half minutes. He scored 58 points. He's averaging almost a point a minute when he's in the game, and obviously I don't think it's going to extrapolate out to where he's scoring 48 points a night. But if you can get something anywhere close to that from him, once he starts playing more and more minutes, that's going to pay huge dividends for this team.
You know, Mark.
Go ahead, Bob.
But Mark, when you look at it, do you think that's kind of the measuring stick going forward? That is it around 27 minutes? I'm looking. He played a season high 27 minutes, and he actually closed out a game for the first time as an NBA pro. And then when you look at it, the third game now, which scored 21 points, grabbed 11 rebounds. Is that kind of what they're going to go into the next week? How will that continue to increase? So what is your speculation? Because to me, right there, looking at those 27 minutes and he's able to close out the game, that seems like the next handful of games that might be the right formula.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you want to see his minutes continue to go up as the season goes on, obviously, to where, you know, maybe by the end of the year he is playing, you know, a majority of the game like the other guys who start. But it's not going to be overnight. You know, he's got to work his way into this team and work his way into the game. You know, he's got to get his – you know, we've said it before. There's no substitute for playing an NBA game. Like, if you want to get in shape for an NBA game, you got to go play NBA games. And we're starting to see where that's starting to take hold with him now that he's gotten a couple of games under his belt. And I think 27 minutes is about right for the next, you know, two or three games, and especially being on the floor to close the game out. I think that's what's most important. You want him in there early, but in the NBA, who finishes is way more important than who starts. And you know, the fact that he's going to be on the floor to close games out is a huge step in the right direction. And you know, if he'd been on the floor to close the Spurs game out, they probably would have won that game. And so he's proven that he can be an explosive force on the court when he's out there, and you want that at the end of the game when you're trying to make maybe a late run and come back, or you're trying to pull away or hold a lead. All of that is so important in the NBA, and the five guys who are on there to close on the floor to close the game out are the most important five guys you have on the team, and that's where he needs to get to. And it was good to see him out there doing that against Boston.
One of the things, Mark, I think, look at it today, this team is really built around Brandon Ingram. I mean, you look at what, when he gets hot, and, you know, his measure of a player, that's who they're built around today. What you got to have now is guys that maybe when Brandon's not really hot, that can come in and score those points, like what we've seen with Drew in the past. That's where Zion, he doesn't have to be the superstar right now. Ingram's the guy.
He's the all-star.
He's the all-star on this team.
Hopefully the coaches recognize that. Because he is the all-star.
To me, you got to funnel him the ball and then have the other guys play those number two roles at this point. Because we see just like what type of talent Brandon Ingram is out on the court.
Yeah, and you know what? It gives you a lot of hope for this franchise moving forward if the core is going to be, you know, him and Zion together. That's a formidable 1-2 punch that you've got right there, because Brandon Ingram has shown he can score from anywhere.
Yep.
And Zion is starting to show that he can score from anywhere as well, you know, with the long-range shooting that he has flashed a little bit here in his first three games. So you've got two guys who are threats from anywhere on the court. And by the way, they're both, you know, sizable. I know Ingram's skinny, but he's tall. And Zion is a load and can play anywhere. If he can play anywhere on the court, that's going to really stress defenses. And you've got a guy who can distribute with Lonzo Ball and a top, you know, two-way player in Drew Holiday. This is a four-man, you know, team right here. And then when you add in Derek Favors at the five, or Jackson Hayes, or whoever you want to put in there, J.J. Redick as a sharpshooter, this is a rotation that can be formidable in this league once they really work all the kinks out with Zion, and I think that's coming very quickly.
Mark, you're a little bit too young for this, but Bobby will remember. Brandon Ingram reminds me a lot of a young Bob McAdoo. You remember Bob McAdoo?
No, he was a scoring machine.
Man, he was a guy that could – no, he had to – he was with the old Buffalo team in the NBA.
The Buffalo Braves.
At that point. Yeah, but, man, that's who he reminds me a lot of as a shooter. When he gets hot, man, just clear out, because he's going to make it for you. And McAdoo was that type of player.
He was a scorer. Look, soaking wet.
That scale wasn't tipping a lot.
But Mark, when I look at right now with Zion, and it just shows you how time flies. And we look at great players, and you look at the future, and listen, the sun's going to rise tomorrow. It's going to rise the next day. You never know what's going to come about. But I'm looking at Zion Williams. He was born, think about this, weeks after Kobe Bryant won his first NBA title in 2000. So here's Kobe Bryant winning his first title, and Zion is just born. You talk about great players and their future. Look at Kobe. Now, a 20-season run with the Lakers was wrapping up when Zion began making name for himself as a high-flying high school player in South Carolina. Just think if you are watching Zion in South Carolina in high school. It's like, man, that guy is going to be special. We all know he went to Duke. Kind of very similar, I'm sure, when Kobe was at that age. And to show you what Zion said about Kobe, he said, look, he meant a lot to me growing up. I feel like I studied his footwork. I think it's top two of all time. Now, you might say, like, well, I think I would trust him, considering his potential, top two of all time. Look, it's tough, man, looking at what happened with Kobe. I was on my way to the arena when I got the news. I just said my prayers to his family. Just hate to see that happen with him and his daughter. I just hope that Bryant family gets all the support they need. You know why I'm telling you this is like mind-boggling to a lot of men? Now, I'm speaking to men. A regular working man or a superstar man. You know what's the most frustrating thing, and even the other ones that were involved in the helicopter? When all of a sudden, you might have seconds before all of a sudden, oh, no, like, what's going to happen? You say, oh, save me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, right now. I'm looking forward to the afterlife. I don't know what you believe, but that's what I believe. I'm telling you, it comes to the point. You can handle stuff as an individual. But what if you got your wife
or
your kids with you? I think Kobe, right at that moment, because as a dad, as a father, what do you want to do? Protect your kids, yeah. Protect your family.
And that were more than
And you cannot protect your family.
It's out of your hands.
It's out of your hands. You cannot protect. He cannot protect his daughter at that moment. And the other individual, the coach, he had his wife and his kid. So how do you protect your family? I'm telling you, that is, I don't know, but that's something that as a man, well, that has to be, I don't even want to even, when you think about it, it's so devastating because I think truly, as a man, how we all were raised, hopefully, that you want to protect your loved ones, and that being your wife and your kids. And when that occurred, so I'm telling you, I know those few seconds before Kobe's thinking like, man, it's not just me, it's my little girl that's here with me. And I think that's just so devastating. And when you look at the tragic accident, because it is like your legacy going forward. You know, you pass away and you pass the torch, you know, your kids and all that, and you go forward. So I think we all can reflect on, and that you just want to hug your kid or you just want to pray with them because you think about how it could be gone in a snap of a finger, a blink of an eye. When you have that daughter or you have that son, and to be able to relate to them going forward, because you never know. You just never know, because you want to be that dad that's going to protect your loved ones.
Mark, thanks so much. We appreciate it. That was Mark Menard with our Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.